So apologies for this this short delay. Yes, I'm going to give you a short introduction to the EOSC Pillar Program project, which is supporting EOSC, has been supporting EOSC in the Central European region. Here's the key data of this. My name is Jos van Wezel. I'm an international program coordinator and manager at KIT in Germany, the Karlsruhe Institute of Technology. And the EOSC project brought together 18 partners, and it was coordinated, is coordinated by GAR, and they came from five countries, the countries that contribute to the regionality of the Pillar project, which were Germany, France, Italy, Austria, and Belgium. We started 3 years ago and will end after some extension at the end of this year. The objectives of the project were to have at that time a, well, there were several. So as was mentioned before by Michel, there wasn't a governance at that time in 2018, 2019. So we had a lot of effort put into supporting this governance. And one of the efforts that was foreseen was to give an overview of the state of the art of the national initiatives of open research data in these five countries. Another thing was promotion of FAIR practices and services, because FAIR was already an established item at that time. And we also had to work on the adoption and the compliance with EOSC and on leveraging available national initiatives that were working on open science and open data. And another thing that was given on the task list of Pillar was to coordinate. You've seen there are four regional projects that started more or less at the same time, and EOSC Pillar was tasked of coordinate between them. Last but not least, it was one of the pillars of EOSC Pillar was also to widen the EOSC portfolio, say, services. I've taken examples from each of those parts of these pillars as an example for what is the impact of Pillar in these areas, what did we contribute, and what is the legacy of Pillar in these areas. And I'll first start with the National Initiative Survey that was done immediately after the project. Actually, we started before the project started with this survey. It was completed early in 2020 already. And you've heard already that there were a lot of surveys done, and there will be a lot of surveys to come. That's true. But I'm fairly sure that this is one of the first surveys done in a wide-scale matter. We send out around 2,000 questionnaires to around 2,000 institutions in the five countries that constitute Pillar. And it was a first indicator of the status of open science of EOSC. We had questions like, how familiar are you with EOSC, and how much will EOSC contribute to your organization, or what will be the effect for your organization? And the results of these went directly into the first report of the working group on landscaping, one of the working groups at that time a few years ago. And actually it went through into a set of indicators, open science indicators that are now being discussed, are being integrated into the EOSC Future Observatory. And the observatory is going to be a continuous monitoring application that will show you instantly the status of open science in Europe. So this is one of those legacies that is taken from there. Another part which I took here is for the fair activities. Again, we did not only work on this product, which I will describe, but there was also, of course, we worked on training catalogs, and it wasn't just it. I just took this one as an example, and it has been mentioned before in other presentations already. This aggregation of data, and this is still a problem that we see in many occasions. Right, you have maybe findable data, maybe it's even it's accessible, it's interoperable. However, as a researcher, you sometimes want to cross your discipline and find data from other disciplines. Now, this is sometimes a kind of a. We try to work on that with a system called at the moment F2DS, the FAIR, Federated Fair Data Space. It's a pilot. It is not something that you can use in a production environment. We have put in there data from several disciplines. It's geology, it's biology, it's language, where the data was put in there. And what you can do with this system is actually search over different distributed repositories that are heterogeneous in nature. Now, we don't grab the data, of course, we grab the metadata, and using this metadata, you can then search. Of course, I don't want to make I'll make a long story short. One of the efforts was not, of course, the development of this system. The effort went in there in getting this data interoperable and getting the people that were, the data managers, the data owners of these repositories to talk to each other and how they can actually insert the data into the system, how they can work with their metadata, deliver their metadata to the system so that it can be generically searched. So that was the second leg of products that I'd like to present to you from Pillar. A third one is the so-called Ambassadors Program. Now, the idea is to engage with a lot of people to tell them about EOSC and what EOSC is. Of course, there's a little bit of a chicken and egg problem that we have. As we heard this morning from René, that what is EOSC? And people were asking this immediately, of course, and we had still the obligation to tell them, well, about EOSC. And this is where the Ambassadors Program kicked in, where we, one after the other, tried to understand what people understood as being EOSC and tell them what EOSC could be and what EOSC was at that moment in time. We tried to do this we worked with a wide spectrum of people there on the vision and tried to tell them the vision of EOSC. Of course, this was done with a lot of material, videos, interviews, even podcasts. The last months, we have distributed several podcasts. Social media was involved, and we had page talks and symposia, for instance, like this one. But you are all familiar with EOSC, of course, although we don't know what EOSC. And we also had direct engagement, of course, with local representatives from infrastructures, and this was done through country-specific workshops. So these tripartite meetings were, let's say, these were kind of precursors of these tripartite meetings. And lastly, about services, and this is the direct effect of the mission to widen the offer of EOSC, working towards this minimal viable EOSC system. We had a bunch of services that came with the project, delivered by the partners as in-kind. Secondly, there were services that came with the use cases in the project. We had a bunch of use cases that had services in a more or less usable state, put it this way. And during the project, we also had an open call for various other services. It was an open call, so we couldn't choose, but we selected them based on their, let's say, maturity. And these three types of services were combined to the best way we thought was nice and necessary. Of course, the use cases, they used the in-kind services. The services that came or applied for the open call were integrated with EOSC, as were the services that were already coming with the project. And as such, several of those services, either new or existing or combined with existing, entered the EOSC service portfolio and can now be seen in the EOSC catalog. One of the actions we did there was also in collaboration with EOS Nordic is to work on a quality system of these services. One of the things you don't want is to have a service in the catalog that the moment that you ask for it doesn't work or doesn't do the things that you're expected to do according to the description. So a kind of quality assessment was established, and this has been successful in the sense that also the service providers now are well aware of these items that you need to check before you enter a public catalog where more or less everybody can use or at least opt to use your service. In short, the pillar legacy. We're going to discuss later in the panel about the sustainability of this all, but of course it can be found in all these presentations that I discussed and the deliverables and the promotional material from the Ambassadors Program, videos on YouTube, and in Zenodo you find deliverables, and there's collaborations that have set up from these new projects have started. And therefore, I think that the pillar, what pillar brought, can be seen in the new projects that have started, and not just that because people from EOSC Pillar are now working in these new projects, but they took along their experience and they took along the products, and these products will be further developed. The pillar legacy will also carry forward in an improved understanding of EOSC and by researchers and by students and also the general public, based on, for instance, not only the Ambassadors Program, but also because of the services delivered and the products that we piloted. It can also be seen, of course, in the services that we've put into the EOSC catalog. And it will also carry forward in the national initiatives and in the associated organizations of these national initiatives. And I'm mentioning here specifically the mandated organizations. There has been a close contact from the beginning with, at that time, these were not just mandated organizations, but with, in Italy, for instance, ICDI and in Germany, it has been NFDI. And the pillar project has worked closely with these organizations to explain the directions of EOSC and the ideas of EOSC. And they have come to us to ask for guidance, help. And the situation has now changed. They're on their way and working independently. They have become a mandated organization by now. And I think this mutual cooperation was very important in the beginning because everybody at that time was still searching for what is EOSC. And this is where I conclude this introduction. Thank you.